character in the program. Now, in the middle decades of the 20th century, Arthur Koestler was the European intellectual par excellence. He wrote novels and works of history. He worked as a reporter in France, Germany, Russia, and Spain, and narrowly escaped the Nazis. He was by turns a Zionist, a passionate communist, and then a fierce anti-communist. He was an influential campaigner against the death penalty. Oh, and he also invented the Hebrew crossword, wrote sex manuals, took drugs with Timothy Leary, and believed in levitation. And last but not least, he was a serial womanizer, a sexual bully, and possibly a rapist. It's an amazing life story, and one that's told in a major new biography of the literary scholar Michael Scammell. Earlier, he came into the Europe Today studio and told me more.
He was a displaced Central European Jewish left-wing intellectual. He was born in Hungary shortly before World War I. By the war's end, his family had been forced to flee Hungary by anti-Semitism. One almost paradoxical result of this anti-Semitism he experienced was that it drove him to Palestine in 1926 as a very, very early settler. But he found it too small an arena for his interests, too provincial. So he moved back to Europe and to Germany and was there at the time of the rise of Hitler. So he got an early taste of fascism. This drove him, like many, many others of the period, into communism. But like so many intellectuals of that period, he went to Spain during the Civil War. Unlike almost all of them, he was captured, put in a jail, and, as he thought, sentenced to death. And we still don't know the full truth. And that was when he got his crucial insight that whatever the political creed was, communist violence and fascist violence were not different in their impact on real human beings.
It's a fabulous subject for a biographer, I would think, because apart from anything else, he seems to have known pretty much everybody who mattered in the middle of the 20th century. But what do you think that his main claim to fame is for us today?
Well, I think on one level it is historical. That is, he is still, his life and work is a wonderful way into the history of that period. He managed to identify almost all the main currents in 20th century intellectual life. But he's also indispensable to our understanding of that period and what happened then. And he gives us the atmosphere of, first of all, the enthusiasms of the period, then the arguments and discussions, the disillusionments, and yet he went on seeking. Nothing was ruled out for him. And if there was something that even had a smidgen of possibility about it, he was willing to investigate it. And his best-known novel, the breakthrough novel, Darkness at Noon, is still recognized as a classic, and just a few years ago was rated something like the 8th or 9th best novel in the 20th century, which isn't bad for anyone.
It's impossible to ignore the other side of his personality, his attitude towards women. Mm. He wasn't just a womanizer, he was an aggressive sexual bully, and at least according to another recent biography, he was a rapist.
Yes.
Where do you stand on that whole issue?
Well, I object to the term rapist on the grounds that anything with ist on the end implies a set of beliefs and a set of behavior. If you're a communist or a socialist or a feminist, there's a whole philosophy behind it. I think the line was drawn in a different place in those days from what it is now. But it's impossible to deny this aspect of his character. And I think it depends on the reader, and I think it's the reader's choice to weigh these factors. For me, it does not detract from his thinking and his writing. I also believe that it's been blown out of proportion. I believe it's been used to discredit Koestler politically and from a literary point of view. And it's something that I would say that feeble minds can grasp very easily, as opposed to Koestler's political ideas.
That was Michael Scammell, the author of Koestler, the Indispensable Intellectual, which is expected to appear in translation in most of the major European languages. Well, turning to sport now, and